Welcome, everybody. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth. I am your host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. I have an incredible guest with us tonight, Lisa LaJoy. I wanted to thank everybody who understood that Julie has been one of our guests, and her son is in operation right now, having emergency surgery on his brain. And so if you all would please add your prayers to Julie Lowenstein and her son, it would be greatly appreciated. And we appreciate Lisa being here with us tonight. So how we're going to do this is, when you call in and ask a question, I'm going to buy Lisa a little bit of time to look at whatever your question is so she can get her psychic answer ready. And I will do a little bit of it with your name, so you get the best of both worlds. So let me tell you just a little bit about Lisa. She always had the ability to be able to see and know things about people that she shouldn't have seen or shouldn't have known, according to what was apparent on the earth plane. And she was just always insightful. So, you know, anybody with gifts starts questioning themselves to see if they're normal and everything else. But I'll tell you, everybody I have on this show, I have experienced their work. They are fabulous. I know them. And so what I'm just really pleased that Lisa's here with us today is she does really good at predicting the future and what's coming next. And so I can't wait for y'all to meet Lisa LaJoy. All of her contact information and everything is on my website underneath the show notes. Lisa, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Hello. I'm excited to hang out with you on your show. Congratulations to having it, first of all, and thank you for welcoming me on it.
Oh, my pleasure. I met Lisa at a conference, and she had introduced herself to other people, and I was just really curious. I went over and introduced myself, and then she was so kind as to give me a sampling of her work, which blew me away. And that's why she's invited on this show, so she has that opportunity to blow the rest of you guys away. So, Lisa, before we even start, what's your website? Yep. How do they get in touch with you?
My website is tappingintoit.com. They could also check out Lisa LaJoy. Got my Kajabi. Both of them work. One is where my programs are held, and one is just an online website with information about what I'm up to and what's going on. Both of those work.
Yeah. Okay, now Lisa, when you pronounce your name, it sounds beautiful, but none of us can spell it. So everybody, Lisa is normal, and yeah. Her last name that sounds absolutely gorgeous is L-A. J-O-I-E. And doesn't that mean joy or something in French?
It does. It's la joie, and it means joy in French. It does.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I love how you say it. I'm not even going to try.
You did pretty good.
I will try. La joie. Okay. So we're going to start with Deborah from California. Deborah, what's your question for Lisa? Is Deborah on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can. Thanks. Welcome,
okay.
Deborah. What would you like to ask Lisa?
Thank you. I rarely do this. This is, in fact, the first time ever. So, just to summarize the question, 2018, I watched five people, you know, basically over the Rainbow Bridge through their transition. And at the very end, I had one of my family members, which was an animal family member. I'm a guardian to a family of chinchillas. Grandpa Floyd is 21 years old, and his 13-year-old grandson, Chinchilla, was attacked by my veterinarian's cat and killed. Only that they were supposed to be in respite, and there were no medical issues. So it was an event that basically affected me to the point of I still can't seem to forgive and forget, and it's affecting me creating my life.
Okay, so while I'm giving Lisa some time to look at this for a minute, can I redefine forgiving for you? Okay.
Sure.
I'm so sorry this happened. If in the word forgive is the words for and give. And so to me, what that means is you are for, not against, giving this back to the universe to make it right so that you don't have to carry it on your shoulders, knowing that karma, dharma, whatever is going to, and the universal laws are going to take care of it. It does definitely does not mean forgetting, but it does mean giving it back to the universe to handle so that you can go ahead and move on. And to me, that's what forgiving means. But okay, we've bought you enough time. Lisa, you're on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to understand what do you truly want to understand about that scenario? Because I love this conversation about forgiveness. So you're stuck and you want to understand how to get unstuck, if I understand correctly, right?
Yes, because I've done a tremendous amount of forgiving in my lifetime so far. And this one, I've always taken the high road. And this one's just been troublesome for me. And it's not, I want to be, I was actually supposed to go on and have a vacation. My car was burglarized afterwards. And, I fulfilled my work requirement for the last 4 months, and I'm operable, meaning I pick up my feet and move along. But there's just something that's really deeply bothering me about my intrinsic beingness and what I've done my whole life, and where I don't seem to get the gold ring. I work for everybody else except me.
Yeah, I understand. I'm asking because one of the symbols that I have in front of me, and what happens when I'm asking for questions and getting guidance, sometimes I get symbols around like what is really needed. And so what I understand is the current of events is what you don't accept. Like, why did this happen? And it's very hard and painful. And in some way, what's coming through to me is it's really going to be important for you to understand that maybe this was something that was beyond your, like, our understanding as people, that there may have been a reason beyond you. You know what I mean? And that can help you find some peace in the scenario of what happened. Because it looks like that's where the pain is. The pain is, why did this happen? You know what I mean? And it's not so much about forgiveness. It's about letting go and trusting that maybe there was a higher calling that was beyond what you have understood as true. And to let that go to the universe and say, you know what? This is yours. It's not mine anymore. You know, and I don't know why that happened. You know?
I know.
That's what's coming through to me from a symbology type of reading here.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I'm appreciate thinking that the whole thing might have happened just so that you got this nice little exercise. Unfortunately, you know, I think our loved ones and our animals sacrifice themselves sometimes so that we get lessons.
I understand that. I'm not opposed to it. I held his grandmother for 7 hours when she crossed over. I held his mother for hours when she crossed over. I wasn't able to hold him, and it wasn't his time.
Well, if I'm hearing correctly, I'm hearing him. Okay, Lisa, I want you to confirm this if you're hearing the same thing. But I'm hearing this little creature saying, I'm coming back. Don't worry. I'm coming back to you.
Okay.
And I think you'll recognize him.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, He was quite a spark. In fact, his grandpa, we're talking about chinchillas, his grandpa said that we've lost our joy.
I think he's coming back, and I just think he's going to come back better, stronger, whatever. And I think he had a reason for this experience. I think there's a teaching that's still here yet to come, but I think he's coming back to you. It's almost as if I can see him with my third eye with the hand raised going, hello, hello, I'm here, I'm coming back. So
I feel and see the same thing, that this is really a beautiful moment to embrace that. Why don't you just step into that place and say, hey, come forward. I'm ready for you to come back as I let go of what happened and allow something new to unfold that's miraculous and beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he's coming back with brothers, so get ready for more than one.
No, boy.
Thanks, well, Deborah. Thanks for calling
in. I've been on board, as I said, Grandpa Chinchilla is 21 years old. And that's
wow.
Like,
I think this one's coming back with friends. So just be ready. I think your heart's going to get open and so love
it's time
again.
To have a sanctuary.
Yep, you got it. Thanks again, Deborah, for calling in. Is it Jeannie? Is that how you pronounce this? From Connecticut. Jeannie, you're on the line. Now, all of you guys that are so patient waiting for us, I know that we're taking too long with everybody, but we want to be thorough. And for those of you that are waiting on the line, make sure that Don, our fabulous producer, has your phone number, because if we run out of time on air, we continue off air for you. We just so believe if you've had the patience to wait online, you deserve an answer. So please have your patience with us. And Jeannie from Connecticut, you are online.
Hi, everybody.
So, what would you like to ask, Lisa?
I'd like to ask about my my work. I'm a painter, but where I live, there's all these painters, and it just seems like my work is almost, it doesn't really have any impact because there's so many artists. And I just wondered, is there another, am I missing something? Like, I feel, you know, like I want to contribute creatively. So I just wondered if you guys thought, well, maybe, you know, filmmaking would be better, or, you know, I've studied to be a painter. It's just that here I am with, you know, as I said, feeling like my work really doesn't.
Okay, now I'm just confused for a minute of it, because when you said I'm a painter, I thought of you painting walls like a house painter, right?
No,
but I'm thinking that you're a different kind of painter, because then when you said you study, I'm thinking, okay, I'm getting a different picture here. So
right. Fine
arts painter. Thank you. Lisa.
So I'm going to tell you what I'm getting is that you're a teacher, a really big teacher in art. And it's something to consider doing to get yourself out there. I keep being shown that as you're teaching, your art's getting exposed. So are you teaching now? Because that's what I'm showing. That's the path. And maybe you don't really recognize that that's a possibility, but that's where the abundance sits. From what I can see, that's where
interesting.
The abundance sits.
I have a master's degree in teaching, but I don't teach anymore. I taught for a few years, 20 years ago, and I just felt so constrained by, it's just me. I just didn't fit in.
How about if you thought about teaching at a community college?
Yeah, teaching your own way.
Teaching at a community college, because you get a whole lot more freedom. And I know that there's a lot of constrictions. I spent 40 years in the classroom, or 40 years in education, 29 in the classroom, 11 as an administrator. And I've taught everything third through a four-year college and everything in between. Okay. And so what I'm going to say is you get the absolute most freedom at a community college. Have you tried teaching at a community college?
No, my background was in early childhood. So, you know, how that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a master's degree, then you only need so many units. I would go in and apply to a community college.
Okay.
All right.
So you think that would be the way to get out there?
Cool. I do. And I think another
that's what
idea
I'm showing
for you too. Is adult education classes, you know, different communities, senior centers or whatever have adult education classes. You got total freedom there.
Well, that's a good idea. Okay, good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go to it. There's a lot of abundance there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, good.
We've got Karen next from Oregon. Karen, come join us. Amy, you're next after her, then Cindy, Robert, Bonnie, Cindy, a different Cindy from New York, and then Pauline. Have patience, guys. We're getting to you. Karen, you're online.
Hi, thank you. I am in process of selling a couple of houses in the location where I am and getting ready for a move. And I'm wondering, I mean, the houses have been on market for maybe quite a year, and I feel like I'm stuck, and I'm getting anxious, and I'm wanting to move, get this done, and move forward with my life, actually. So, is there anything around that?
Mm-hmm. I have a question. You're selling homes that you live in, right? Is there more than one?
There's two houses that are on market, that were my deceased mother and father's.
Okay.
So they've passed on, and I've got them ready for, they're on market, and I'm ready to just, for myself, to move on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Time frame or anything like that at all?
Pardon?
Lisa, jump right in when you want to. Now, I'm really curious, Karen. What is just, you don't have to give me the city, okay? Give me the street number and the street address.
18444.
Uh-huh, and the street name?
Carpenterville Road.
Got it. What's the other one?
Oh, it's one large, it's on acreage.
Oh, it's just acreages. There's no house.
Well, there's two houses. The other one is 96936 Dooley Creek.
Okay. Lisa, I'm going to be working on this for my namology thing while you're letting her know with your wonderful psychic skills.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm getting is a couple of things. So one of them, as I walk forward here, is the houses, one of them in particular, I think it's your mother's house, needs to actually be completely cleared energetically. So I don't know if she passed in the house or what happened, but the field of energy there is causing some obstructions around people coming to want to buy the home. And sometimes that happens. There's energetic imprints in a house, and the house will resist people coming to purchase it. Or, you know, this happens. It happens often. I get calls like this, like, can you clear my house? Because, the home itself is filled with memories and history. And so when somebody new walks in the house feels like it can't be owned by someone else. So you want to clear out the energy in the house, not just the physical, but the energy in the house. That's going to help a lot. The other one looks like it's just a matter of time. The father's house looks like it's just a matter of time.
So
there's
I'm
actually
just
like a destined family who is supposed to be there. So
is 96936 your mom's? Is the 96936 your mom's house?
No, it was a rental.
Okay, so then the other one was for both of them, mom and dad?
Correct.
Okay, and the only reason I'm asking is because the 18444, okay, when I'm looking at it with the numbers and the name and everything, it's got wonderful energy. I mean, there was a lot of love in that house. And and so I was thinking that that would be the one that Lisa had said just needs time. Okay. And I'm thinking too that it might need a little bit of feng shui, like a mirror when you first come in or crystals or something. It might need some of that. But the other house just has a really hard number. And it's a energy of, according to the namology, people are going to have financial issues if they're in this number. So I'm just curious if you could go to the post office and get that number changed. Because if you could get it up to, normally they'll go up or down by two. And if you could get it up to, not down to, because that's just as bad. But if you could get up to, I think that would help change that energy too. And then it would radiate a different vibration and attract people. Mm. That's my two cents. But I love Lisa's. Just clear the energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And how do I do that? I mean, how do I clear the energy? Is that like saging?
Yes.
Should I be?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can sage the house, and you could also hire somebody to help you. Like it's people like me, we do it anywhere. You actually clear the energy and down and activate some positivity and positive energy inside the home. So you clear out the energy and you make a new vibration inside just from energetics. But you personally can go. You can sage the house. Tell the house, one of the rituals that I teach people to do when they're trying to sell their home is go inside the house and you thank the home, you give gratitude, you tell the house, I appreciate everything you've done, we're ready to let you go, thank you for all the beautiful memories and everything that you've been to my family, and you sage, and then you ask the home to attract the buyer and watch the miracles unfold. I tell you, like I tell people to do this who sell homes, and I have real estate agents that I work with who do this. I tell them what to do, all these little tricks and things to help the vibration of a home, because a house is chi, it's energy. So try it and see if that helps clear things out and open something else up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Let us know how it goes for you. Okay.
Thank you so much, Amy.
You're welcome. Amy, you are on the line.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Great show. Hey, my usual question, I'm cleaning up Tulsa, Oklahoma property. And I bought it, and I have an investor who looked at it yesterday, and he said it's really trashed. He said, your tenants are not your friends, Amy. They destroyed your property. And he offered me $15,000 because it needs so much work. And I'm not able to get it insured very well here because I live in California, and the insurance rates in Oklahoma are really high. I'm talking about $3,000 a year. And it's not that great of coverage. So I'm actually thinking of moving forward and selling it for $15,000 to him. He also said, I am open to finding you a better buyer, a better price, because I am a realtor and an investor. But that's all I'm going to offer. But I'm thinking it's time just to let it go. The tenants, I hope, I want to know, are they moving out with their 30-day notice in June? Is that a loaded question?
I think the real question is this a viable sales price, and what should she do with it? I think that's the bottom line question.
What's the address of the place you're talking about? You own the property?
Pardon me?
What's the address of the place that you own?
1226 North Canton Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I have two tenants, and the husband, I don't know if they're even husband and wife, Bridget and Gary, and then their two children. And, time for them to move on and time for me to sell it.
And you were offered $15,000 to buy the home?
No, I'm selling it. And the man, Rusty, offered me $15,000 yesterday or today. He just said it needs a complete reboot. You know, he said it's a lot of work.
Mm. Okay, so I'll do the tenants first. Are they going to move? It looks like yes. I get a yes on that. And then you're asking, should you sell the home at that price?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's really important to make sure that that's not a devalue in the home. I don't have an actual answer psychically because there's nothing coming through. That's a personal free will choice. I think, like, from a personal point of view, I definitely would make sure is that the real value of what it is, and you should have somebody inspect it, not just buy it, like sell it because somebody offered you something. I would take precaution to make sure that that is the value of the home before you do anything.
Okay.
Can I have the first name and the first letter of the last name of the person who's offering to buy it for you for that amount of money?
I know it's Rusty. I don't know Rusty's last name. Rusty.
Okay. So, Amy, you email that to me. I want to, and especially get his full name then for me. We'll do that privately, and we'll look at that and see if he has honesty in his name or not. All right?
Okay. Okay. And could I just round up when the tenants move out? Do you see them moving out with no further ado? I mean, they've trashed the property, but I just want them out of my life.
It looks like, yeah.
Okay, great.
It looks like they're just gonna move on.
Yeah. Thank you both. You do wonderful shows, Sharon. You guys are amazing, and your books are great.
Thanks, Amy. You have a good evening. Okay.
Thanks.
We've got Robert from Toronto. Robert, what's your question for Lisa? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question for Lisa is, my financial situation is pretty stressed out, so I'm just wondering, is it tied into my work? Like, I'm also worried, like, you know, with the changes in the economy, am I going to lose my job soon or something like that? Like, is there any down the road my financial situation is going to improve.
Okay, so you're asking about your work life and why you're stressed about it?
Yeah, and...
Robert, when's your birthday?
When's my birthday? September 28th.
Okay. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
She was born 67, so that would probably be 52.
Okay. Hold on, I'm gonna take a look at this right now and see.
Okay, so I get to talk to you till Lisa interrupts me and tells me she's ready. So Robert, I love the fact that you're from 1952 and a September baby.
1967.
Oh, 1967. I thought you were giving us an age. Okay, 1967.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it works out to 52, I think.
Yeah, it would be 1952 if you were going to be 67. Okay, so anyway. Oh, you had said something earlier when you first started off. Oh, what I got was you're such a perfectionist in your name that you want to do everything perfectly. And so it's really easy to have anxiety when everything doesn't look kosher that's outside and what's going on because of how it can affect you. And anxiety is only fear of the future. It's like you're treating something as if it's already real when it's not here yet. And I just really look at that and say, if you're not with your current job anymore, it's only because the universe has something better for you to offer you. And if you can keep that framework in mind that, hey, I'm going to enjoy this job as long as it lasts, but if the universe takes it from me for whatever reason, it's only because they have something better in mind for me.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I got enough time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's really nice. That's great. That was beautiful what you said. So what I'm getting for you is this is a time for you to find, which is interesting. It's a time for you to find happiness. There's a lot of generosity at the job you have. They see you in a certain light, and I don't think you realize how they look at you. And they look at you with a sense you work really, really hard. You're willing to go the mile. They want to give you things. Do you hold yourself back from communicating and being a leader at where you work?
Partly because the manager is kind of resentful towards us.
Okay, because I can see there's an issue, like you feel like you can't communicate, and that's holding you back. What I see is a positive turnaround from your emotional turnaround. If you can work on your emotions and say, and I love what Sharon said, like, if you can get more positive, if you can get more, what will make me happy, what kind of attitude can I show up, then you're going to be seen differently at this job, and there'll be less stress for you because of that. Because now you're hiding, and hiding is not necessarily the best thing. Even though I know you feel uncomfortable, the person looking at you who's in authority of your job needs more energy from you. And then there's going to be a positive turnaround from what I can see. Come hold yourself back.
Hey, I like that name. Thanks.
Shine that light.
Good luck for you, Robert. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, we've got Bonnie next. I'm foregoing our little intermission in the middle because I'd rather get answers for you guys. We have Bonnie next, then Cindy, Paulina, Lois, and Melissa. So hang on. This is the order we're going. So Bonnie, you are up next. What's your question for Lisa, please?
The past year or so, I've been doing a lot of trauma recovery treatments, EMDR, family constellations therapy, Alexander technique, and all this stuff that has allowed kind of a new awareness of my creativity, connection with my higher self, awareness of, my spiritual, my ancestors, spirit guides, et cetera. But it's really at times been daunting and overwhelming because due to trauma situations, I've kind of spent a lot of my life dissociative and, shut down. And now I feel like this whole new thing is opening up with my intuition and my higher self, but I'm feeling like a little bit of a push me, pull you kind of effect. Like I'll feel like I'm really tuned in and on the right track. And then it just skids out into nowhere. And I will qualify by saying, I have had problems with mental illness, but this is not a mental illness problem. This is a spiritual kind of thing. So that's where I'm at. I just, anything you've got that could help me or guide me or to deal with this, or that's it.
Perfect. I'm good to go.
Okay.
So I can go. Yeah, I'll just give you some insight. First of all, what I think is really beautiful, what I'm shown, is you've really stepped up your healing and you're in a really beautiful, creative new beginning, and you're having a hell of a time to receive that you that has been waiting for a long time, for you've been waiting for a long time to meet. So that's the challenge. The challenge is you changing and actually letting positivity in your life. And that's the work that has to be done, is saying yes to the change. That you're allowed to have positivity, that you're allowed to know who you are, trauma and all, and have a new life, have a new beginning. That's where the conflict is. It's like sometimes a new beginning knocks on the door, and we're just looking at the door going, oh, and the new beginning is waiting for you to kind of walk through it.
Right. Well, that's the part of the walking through it. I guess I'm waiting for, you know, more signs, but it's just there's just a lot going on, and I just want to do the right things and be on the right path. And I just, not sure what to do. I mean, if keep on keeping on is what you're getting, then I'll just, you know, stay the course. I just wanted to make sure way off base.
I don't get that. I get more like you're facing some limitations inside and some limiting beliefs, but you're also in this unbelievable new beginning with yourself. And it's very uncomfortable because you're not used to it. And you're just like, I don't know how to let this in. So practice letting it in. You know,
okay,
is what I'm getting, because that will really help you move forward.
Right. Well, that's a good thing to meditate upon. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
No, you know, Bonnie,
you got this, girl.
I'd be curious. What's the first letter of your last name?
K.
Thank you. You've always been a leader. You've always nurtured and taken care of everybody else according to your name, and have an incredibly generous heart. I'm wondering if you're hesitating and waiting because you're saying, hey, it's time somebody does for me what I've been able to do for other people. And yet in your name, it says you always get to step out in front. You are the leader. And so there is no waiting. You're the one that gets to create what you want.
Right. Yeah, okay. I agree with that. Yes, ma'am, I agree with that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I think waiting, you'll end up the waiting game. Your name tells me you've got to be bold and go forward. And this is a time period to do it. I was sitting here playing with your name while Lisa was talking, and I thought, your 2020 looks really good, but it looks really different. I think you've got new people coming in June into your life. I'm not sure if they're trustworthy or not, so I'd be real hesitant and real slow to let them in. But you've got some other new people coming in at the end of this year and the beginning of next year. And I think your life's going to go in a different direction, you know, according to your name. And I think you've got some really positive things coming, but it's almost like, it's like a turning point where it's going to go where you haven't been able to see it yet because it's around a corner. Instead of a straight shot forward, you've got to go around a corner, which means you've got to be open up to really new things and just trust that the universe is taking you where you need to go.
Right. Yeah, okay. I appreciate that. That's very validating. I've had the same feeling about 2020 and just big things that I can't imagine, but it's
there.
I just need to.
Yeah, trust.
I agree.
Just like Lisa said,
you've
got to go forward and do it. But know that you're on the right path.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for your help and input, and I really enjoy your show, Shira.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for calling in. Cindy from New York.
Right.
We got a lot of Cindys on here, but it's Cindy from New York.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much.
What question do you have for Lisa?
I want to know about a man named Patrick Portela, P-O-R-T-E-L-A. I'm an advocate for girls that have been sexually trafficked. I was working with the FBI in New York City. Patrick is a policeman from Long Island, and he shut my case down because he's covering up murders of prostitutes. He's a dirty, dirty cop.
Okay, and that's your alleged. We can't use facts here. That's your alleged. You're alleging that this is what's going on.
Okay.
We don't want to get in legal trouble for you or anybody else.
Okay. On the day that he shut my case down, I was driving and I received a ticket for 40 miles above the speed limit. I was not driving 40 miles above the speed limit. So these cops, the ones in Long Island, are busting my chops. Is he going to drop this ticket? I'm supposed to go to court July 3rd. Is he going to drop the ticket or is he sadistically punishing me for actually investigating the case?
Nothing's going to happen on July 3rd. Okay, but Lisa, what are you getting?
I'm getting the same thing.
I'm getting you've got to go in the afternoon. Don't go in the morning. Okay, now I'll be quiet.
I go when the ticket says to go, and it says to go at 9 a.m. That's all I can tell you. All I can tell you is that they've been following me around since September. The cops have been following me around since January when they shut my case down. Are they like a problem for me, or what is the deal here? Are they dangerous for me?
Lisa, what are you getting?
I don't see that. I don't see that there's danger around this story. I don't see that.
Okay.
There's not a lot of guidance coming through about it, so.
Okay, I'm looking at the astrology of the day for July 3rd. Okay, yeah, I'm cheating.
I'm an astrologer. I don't need you to do that. Can you look at his name? Can you look at the name Patrick Portela?
I would not trust him anything that has to do with money. The man just works for money. That's what's in his name. Okay? But
yeah.
I can't help but look at the ephemeris, and I'm glad you're an astrologer because, you know, you can see that the energy switches, and if you can just sit there and wait your turn, it goes more in your favor. But with the name for him, it's like if he doesn't show up, and I don't think he will, not with that name, and if he doesn't show up, then they have to drop it because he didn't show up and you did.
No.
Okay?
He's not the one that gave me the ticket. He had a state cop. He had another cop give me the ticket.
I don't think that cop's going to show up.
Okay.
I don't think that cop's going to show up. Okay? Because there's no money in it for him. And if Patrick's the one in charge, he's motivated by money. Okay? He's just not honest around money. So anything that involves money, and this guy's fast. He's a really fast thinker. And he's detail-oriented. He's very observant. So, you know, you're going to have to watch your P's and Q's, but don't give up, okay? And I don't want you to give up because your letters in your name trump his letters, okay? And I want you to really hear that. Your letters trump his letters, okay? So he can be dishonest around money because that's what his motivating factor is. He can be a fast thinker and everything else, but your letters trump his letters. So just expect to win.
Okay.
And I would really suggest you use your astrology, even if you have to say, hey, I got a doctor's appointment in the morning. I've got to come in the afternoon, whatever it is, to get yourself into that afternoon time slot instead, because then it'll just fall apart.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Pauline, you're on the air with Sharon and with Lisa LaJoy.
Hi, thank you, Sharon and Lisa. I had asked this question before, and you looked at the person's name. This is somebody that I met him finally after 20 years, re-met him, and I really feel strongly that this person is somebody special to me, either my twin flame. And you said when I gave you his legal name, you know, birth certificate, you said don't bother, but I don't know why, I just don't believe it.
All right.
I wanted to...
Let's ask Lisa. What's his name?
His name is, well, he likes to go by Rich Guy. He doesn't like to use his middle name because that's his father's name, and that's what he doesn't want to repeat his father's pattern. So I know that that's what I gave you. So you, based on that name, you didn't think that it would be a good, it would be a lot of problems according to you. And I think you told me August if I was going to have any relationship with it, so I should start slowly, but I'm not sure if that was you that told me this part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lisa, what are you getting?
So I'm getting that this, listen, there's a, this person that you're talking about is mm-hmm. not necessarily, doesn't look like the most loyal person. And there's been a trail of disappointments. He's left a lot of disappointments behind. So other people have been very disappointed by stuff. Maybe it's a person who's young or immature or kind of like likes to do what they want versus supporting or being there for other people. So it just, what I'm shown is just as like getting involved, you know, there's a lot of sadness that comes around it or feeling like you're repeating a pattern with him, like you can't really be sure about who he's going to be in your life, if he's going to be a loyal, steady person. You're not going to know what the truth is, it looks like. So there's confusion around the person and you. There's a generosity that comes with this person as well. So that's a positive. Overall, that's a positive. But I don't like the comings and going and the abruptness with which he can walk away or just yes. shut down. You're not going right, to like right. that part.
Yes, no. I know. He's done this to me a few times, and I know he has a okay. pattern. I was trying to help him work through it because I really feel yes. like there's so much that I can help him with, but it's not about helping. I want to be in a relationship, a real one, not one where
you
I...
You want to be happy. I could see that. You're happy. Really, like, you have really
I'm
beautiful
ready.
Intentions.
I did all my work.
And your intentions, yeah. You're very sincere and serious about it.
Yeah. So when do you see this happening for her for real so that she doesn't have to get involved with this guy just because she's ready and the wrong person steps in?
I'm going to tell you, there's a couple of things for you to learn and activate in yourself. First of all, can you please write down what you really want and own okay. what you really want in a relationship? Not in a man, in a relationship. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like the messages I'm getting around, hey, can you write down the kind of relationship and how you want to feel in the relationship? Because you're a creator. You're a very powerful manifester, but you don't tap into that energy enough. I also feel like you're going away on a trip, and in the mm-hmm. trip, you meet someone.
I need to what? Love?
So
she said you're taking
going away
a trip?
On a trip?
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to meet somebody on the trip. That's what she just said.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you. That's probably what. Okay.
Okay. And I will so hope now that Lisa said she doesn't see positive with this guy either. You know, save yourself some heartaches.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. You know what women go through, and I don't want to go through that again. Not this time.
I know.
It'll break my heart this time if it happens one more time.
You know what? HR people have me look at their names and look at the job description so I can tell them, you don't want that one, right? And then sometimes they argue with me. And then after, you know, a year, they go, oh, my God, we wish we would have listened. And I always think, call me before you fall in love. You know, this guy, the name's not right for you. Okay? It might be right for somebody else. Not right for you. We're trying to save you. Save your heartache.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for confirming something to me. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Lois, make sure, after Lois, we've got Melissa and Sierra. Elijah, I'm hoping to get to you, and Ann, I don't know, but make sure that we have your phone number, or Don does, just in case we don't get to you, we can get to you after the show. Okay, Lois, you are on. It's your turn. Thank you for your patience. What's your question for Lisa?
I didn't get on the call early, so I don't even know what Lisa is talking about.
Oh, predictions. She does predictions. You know, she's a great intuitive psychic. So what would you like to know about your future?
Well, what might be happening? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yeah. Well, I put my phone on speaker because the battery keeps running down. So anyway, what might be happening in the next few months or year?
Okay, in other words, what does she have to look forward to, Lisa?
Let's see what give me a second here. Maybe you can deal with this for a bit and I'll just take a look.
Okay,
were you on last week?
No, No, I had Renee on who gets rid of blocks. And Renee's information just went out in the newsletter that went out about a half an hour before the show started. And her freebie meditation and how to get in touch with her. Just like Lisa's stuff will go out next week also as a reminder, just like it's in this week that I just sent out. Now, if you want to get a hold of Lisa, her website is tappingintoit.com. And again, it's on my website under knowthename.com, and then go to schedule and you just click on tonight's radio show and you get all that information about Lisa. And again, it's in the newsletter that I just sent out because I send one out every Thursday. Okay, this one was a bit late.
When I first read the invitation for tonight, I saw that I could get my name from you, Renee, or from you, Sharon. And so that's why I thought, oh, good, I'll do that, you know, and I didn't know Lisa was going to be on, so.
Right. Well, next week, it's just me. You're stuck with just me. So next week, call in again. I'll be happy just to do your name for you. Okay, Lois.
Oh.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Lisa, what'd you get?
Quick, I just got you have to look forward to, there's a couple of things. There's a lot of energy coming towards you, okay? So positive energy, lots of love and kindness and people acknowledging you. There's like for the next little while, there's this really beautiful energy circulating around you and to let it all in. Basically, it's like the universe is going to kiss you with lots of love and to just be open to that, which is really nice. And also to just conserve your energy, like don't burn yourself out, like don't overexert yourself and things like that. It's important that you contain your energy because there's a lot of movement happening also. I think it's in your chart. I can't see your chart, but I see it energetically as well. So just be mindful of that also. And that was it.
Are there any money problems coming up or anything like that or...
I did not see problems. I actually saw more goodness and richness and lots of love coming your way and positivity. People wanting to reach out and give you a hand and lots of love and generosity coming.
Okay.
Lois, you don't have many problems in your name. That's not how you learn. So if you ever feel like you're short, it's just going to be temporary. It's not how you get your lessons in your name. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. Hope to hear from you next week. You're welcome.
And I'll try to be on time. I was out working in the garden, and I forgot what time it was.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Ready. Melissa from Colorado, it is your turn. Thank you so much for your patience. What's your question for Lisa? Is Melissa still there? Okay. I know that line 9 is having a problem, so we're going to go to Sierra. From Texas. Sierra from Texas.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Thank you for holding and waiting so long. You've had a lot of patience. What's your question for Lisa?
No, thank you for taking my call. I have a question about the relationship that I'm currently in. So we have been together for a few years, and I want to know if we're supposed to be together or because we're very happy together, but then other times we do clash because our personalities are really opposite. So
can you give her the first name and the first letter of the last name for her to look at?
Mm-hmm. So the real name, like his official name or what he likes to go by?
Both.
Both. Okay, so his real name is Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. The first letter of his last name is a R, but he likes to go by Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. And I want to know if we're supposed to be together before we get into a serious commitment, like a house. We're looking into purchasing a house.
Sure. Okay. I can already answer. So I've been working on that while you were giving the names and everything. And here's what it looks like. I want to give you some basic information to help you make the transformation. So I am curious, is it you that doesn't trust him or his intentions?
Yes.
Or is it him that doesn't trust that you're serious about him? Who is it that doesn't have trust?
I don't trust his intentions because he's been a very huge flirt in the past, and I don't know if that's his personality or
I totally understand, because I thought it was you too. I just wanted to validate, because I saw this idea that somebody's wrapping themselves up in confusion because they don't have trust. So the key for you is to, first of all, there's a wonderful generosity between you and a lot of love between you, which is very clear to me. I see that heart circulating around you, but I also see you don't trust the words and it bothers you a lot. You're very worried about, are you going to get sacrificed? Or, you know, is it going to be like doing behavior that hurts you and harms you? So, this is what I want to tell you. The message I have is, it's very important for you to find your courage and your strength and grab yourself as a woman and say, what do I want and what will I tolerate and what are my standards? And then step into that place with your standards, because there is a lot of love there, but the weakness you feel inside about your insecurities makes both of you really wobbly. So it makes the love really wobbly. If you can't own the love, then definitely the love is not worth the investment, because you're going to end up just constantly being stressed and worried and waking up at night and staying up at night and wondering what's going on and being overwhelmed. You have a potential to build something, but all of it is on and up to you. It's not up to him. He's ready, willing. He's totally cool. Let me do it, you know. You're the person who decides if you're going to build something here or not. It's up to you. If you do, it looks like there's a possibility it'll go really well, but you must be empowered. I want you to know you must be empowered. The relationship requires it for it to have legs, okay?
Okay.
You know, it's interesting to me when I look at the letters and the names, okay? I can absolutely see why you're attracted to each other, because you both come from the heart, according to your names. What I think needs to be dealt with, there's two things in his name that need to be dealt with and one in yours, okay? So when you're looking at him, he's got an underwriting anger, temper, whatever, that when systems don't work or operate right, it bothers him, okay?
Yeah.
Now, by him going by Jerry, he's trying not to let that come in and interrupt too much, but know that it's systems. And if the processes and the systems aren't working, that temper can come out, that anger can come out, and it can get flown in the wrong direction. You have to decide, are you comfortable dealing with somebody else's anger? Okay. Then the other thing in the name that he has, and again, he tries to bury it because it's not there when he goes by Jerry, is that he doesn't always see things clearly, and it takes him time. So if you're asking him to make a fast decision, he's uncomfortable with it. He needs time. So if you know that next Thursday, a week from now, you're going to need a decision, ask him now and give him time to think about it, because he doesn't see things clearly and he has to sit with things and able to get clear vision. All right?
Okay.
And the thing about you that may bother him at times, that's what's in his name that could bother you. The thing about you that could bother him is you want to know everything all the time. It's like he needs his privacy more. That's in his name. But you're nosy. You want to know everything about him. And he's going back off.
Yeah. That's what I thought too. It's like, you got to stop the worries. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I hope between what Lisa said and what your names say that you can get some insight and have some discussions. And then, you know, give yourself time and decide if it's worth it. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
Sierra, you have been a blessing on the line. Please, Sierra, Elijah, Ann, please make sure that Don's got your phone number before you hang up so we can get to you off air, since we've got such very little time left on air. Know that we have Lisa with us today, and you can find her at her website, okay, which is tappingintoit.com. And also you can find her information on my website under knowthename.com, and underneath the schedule tab, all you have to do is click on today's date and her information will come up. Next week, it's just me looking at your names. Mark the same place, same time every week. Always the first Thursday of the month. Is just me doing your names for you. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me. Is there anything you'd like to say in our very last minute on air?
You're amazing. You're amazing. Thank you.
You are. I'm like, I love how we tag team. That was wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show, and I'm wishing everybody good luck in their endeavors who called in, and amazing. Great show.
Well, and I want to say, Lisa, you're amazing. That's why we invited you on the show. Love the work you've done with me. Thank you for helping our guests. And everybody, again, if you want Lisa's information, it's tappingintoit.com or on my website, knowthename.com, under the title, the tab of schedule. And you have been listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, signing off.